Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Harness Racing heads to Cranbourne tonight. Luke Humphreys is calling the action there. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning to you, Matty.
A terrific night of harness racing there at Ballarat last night as well.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Obviously, the highlight being, probably the best pacer, in my opinion, in this part of the world, winning the Group 1 feature, Lock and Parade. I thought for a while he was going to be one of the best horses going around, even as a younger horse. I mean, he never runs a bad race, and we'll see if he can prove that he is definitely the best horse in this part of the world in the Hunter Cup in a few weeks when King of Swing comes down, because if he can beat him, obviously, he'll prove that he is the best pacer in this part of the world, maybe even the world. I mean, he's just a star. So looking forward to that, Matty, and he was just brilliant last night, just too good.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to watch that race in a couple of weeks' time. What do you make of that as a preparation for that Hunter Cup?
I thought it was a good lead-up. I mean, he did have to... the Shepparton Cup, obviously, the week before, he had a fairly soft run in front and, you know, didn't have to do anything over the top last night. Obviously, he was three wide to the death seat, but the early sectionals weren't that quick, and then it was just a dash home, and he just did it easy. So, obviously, I think David Moran very much looks after the horse, does what's in the best interest of the horse, and never really overdoes it with him. And the horse has just got that many gears. I mean, he's just a star. So it'll be really interesting to see the Hunter Cup in a few weeks, assuming that King of Swing comes down, and Nofkar, of course, is the star pacer from Sydney, and last year's Hunter Cup and Miracle Mile winner. So, but I think Lochinvar's a better horse myself. So it'll be really interesting to see how it all pans out. But there's just no doubt he is a star, Lochinvar.
Yeah, certainly will be interesting. He is a superstar, like you say, Luke. It was terrific to see him in action there last night at Ballarat. Trots action heads to Cranbourne tonight. There's 9 races on the program. What do you make of it from a punting perspective?
Yeah, there's a few I like, to be honest. I've got 3 specials on the card that could be all... That are all, in way, as I say, 3 specials, but they could all sort of be best bets if they wanted to. Obviously, I've got one of them, sort of a few next best bets, but there's a few I like tonight, Matt, so hopefully we can find a few winners tonight.
Okay, let's go through the quaddie there at Cranbourne. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. It'll get underway at 7:20 tonight. The favourite is the 8, the Constitution. Greg Sugars takes the drive here at $1.95. The 7, Miss Kentucky, is at $2.30, and the 2, Easy Rolling, is at $10. Take out the number 4 here, Luke, and there's only 2 horses that the punters want to back here in race number 5.
Yeah, and I went 8.276, and the Constitution is one of the best bets on the card for me. Shade of odds on, but I think she is definitely the one to beat. Comes off a last start 7th at Melton against Stronger. Didn't have much luck in that particular contest. You go back 2 starts ago, as 3rd in the feature, Vic Red consolation race at Bendigo, and she was a winner at Cranbourne 3 starts ago. And before that, didn't have much luck at Ararat. She's a nice progressive horse, but the Barnstable, Greg Sugars, as the driver, I think she's definitely the one to beat in race 5. Easy Rollings, I think, is a little bit over the odds. Has enough ability on her day. She did run 2nd at Melton 5 starts ago, back during the regional racing. She has only won the 1 race from 25, which was on New Year's Eve 2019. I didn't mind a recent trial out Melton. She went to the line hard, held on a pretty quick last quarter, so I think she's definitely a pretty good place bet. I mean, I know it's only no third dividend now, but $3.40 at least to run 2nd, I think, is a good price. Miss Kentucky is a nice progressive horse. Interesting to see how far she can go for Cabot Mags. She rates next for mine, but a little bit under the old Samina at $2.30, and I can motor rates next number 6. Still yet to break the maiden, does rate next with a Chris Alford taking the drive. So 8.276 in race 5 in the Constitution, one of my best bets on the card.
8.276, about 70 seconds away from race 3 at Sandown. Race 6 at Cranbourne tonight is over the 1,600 metres. No scratchings here. The favourite is the 4, Diego's Diamond, at $2.15, Luke.
And this is my best bet on the card out of the... as I say, a few specials on the card for me tonight, but this is the best out of all of them in race 6, number 4, Diego's Diamond. Dropping in grey to be here. Taylor Ford's got the drive for Jodie Quinlan. Has won the 1 race for 25 starts only. But as I say, drops in grade for this particular contest, has enough ability, and this is a pretty good race for number four, Diego's Diamond, dropping down in class. Six pretty easy rates next. Not too far away in his last few at Cranbourne and Yarra Glen. Second at Cranbourne, two starts ago. Have a chat. Not a bad run at Geelong first up. Just caught label Illawong Phoenix, who also goes around in this and rates next from the outside draw. But I think Diego's Diamond's the best on the card. Looks well placed in a pretty easy race for him, I think. 4-6-5-7, race 6.
4-6-7-5 for Luke in race number 6. Here is Brendan for the call of the third at Sandown. 8-6-3, the numbers there for race 3. I'll have totes in a moment, but we're previewing Cranbourne tonight with Luke Humphreys. The favourite in race number 7 is Craze, the 7 at $2.70. The 6, Medina Bays at $4.80. And the 2, Petite Love, is at $5. Luke, how do you see race 7?
7-4-6-2, the order I put them in. So the 4 of the favourites. It's a pretty open race with 6 of them under the 10-1 mark. Only one horse in double figures, which is number 3. Craze, I think, deserves the favouritism. Does have one of the back marks of the 20 metres from a penalty or handicap perspective, but is a nice enough horse, a four-year-old. Forget the last start at Boughton, Group 3. That was the Central Vic where he just wasn't at his best and was beat a long way from home. But since then, he went much better at the trials. He was stood down the trial and he went actually quite well, I thought, at the trials at Melton against the Pacers. On that particular race, a trial, I think he's going to be pretty hard to beat. As I say, forget the actual last start at Bourke. That was in a Group 3 where, yeah, he just wasn't at his best at all. But before that, he was second in the Group 3, Kilmore behind I'm Ready Jet, which is obviously very good form. So, Craze on top of number 4, Trouble Jarrow, who I think's ready to win. Hasn't won since June 2018, and that victory was actually in New Zealand. So he's actually yet to win in this country, but I think he's actually getting closer to a victory. Medina Bay, I was able to score first up, wasn't actually first past the post in that race, but was promoted to victory with a galloping horse being disqualified. So Medina Bay, Chris Alford's got the drive, has enough ability on his day. Two Petite Love, good stand star horse, winner two back at Cranbourne over the course and distance. But Craze should be pretty hard to beat at his best. 7-4-6-2, race 7.
7-4-6-2, so with Craze in race number 7. Still waiting for totes to come through on the third at Sandown. Race 8 is the final leg of the quaddie at Cranbourne. The favourite is the 5, Good Luck Mac, at $3. The 6, Carmi Dan, is at $3.10. And the 7, Dance to the Stars, is at $3.50. Take out the number 2, Luke. It looks a pretty tight race here between the 3 favourites in the market.
It is. I've got all of them in the selections. I've only got one of those favourites in my selections, number 7, Dance to the Stars. I don't think Carmi Dan's going as well as what he wants, as what he was probably a few years ago at present. And Good Guy Mac, just struggles to win. 3-8-4-7 I went. One Man's Trash is going well. This is only having its 10th start as a 9-year-old, this horse. He only made his debut, in memory, from late October, early November last year. So he's a really interesting horse, obviously. He must have an interesting story. Chris Hunter's the trainer. And it's actually... he hasn't got bad form. I think he's getting better and better. And he wasn't a bad run when fourth at Yarra Glen last start early in the week, when he actually got home quite well in a stronger race and worked home quite well down the outside and looked a bit unlucky. So I think One Man's Trash can go close in this race, number 3. So race 8, number 3 on top of 8, Field of Buzz, who's obviously got pretty ordinary figure form, but is dropping down in grade. On his day, he's good enough to win a race like this. As I say, not going maybe as well as what he once was at the present moment, but he is down in grade, so I wouldn't completely forget him considering he is down in grade. 4 Rock Donation, rates next. Interesting runner, and has enough ability. And 7 Dance of the Stars obviously has to be some sort of chance as well, and I'm happy to risk the 2 other favourites in the race. I like number 3 as a bit of a value chance here. It's 3-8-4-7. Matt in race 8, the last leg of the quaddie.
3-8-4-7 in the final race of the final event of the quaddie there at Cranbourne tonight. Luke, is there anything outside of the quaddie legs that you like, and what's your best bet, your best value quaddie and play of the day?
Yeah, so the other best bet on the program was in the first race, 1, number 3, I'm a Cherry Stride. Is on debut here. It's prepared by Anthony Butt and Sonia Smith, a daughter of Muscle Hill, and obviously... should be very, very hard to beat. Trialled amazingly well to say it's going to be a superstar, but obviously you'd think the horse is going to be pretty hard to beat. So the best bet, race 6, number 4, Diego's Diamond. The next best bet's race 5, number Revolution, and race one, number three, I'm a Cherry Stride. So race six, number four, the best. Next best, race five, number eight, race one, number three. Best values in race three, number 90, along Paris. First up for Chris Venosio, bit of a troublesome horse. He did go up to Mildura and make some mistakes. He's got enough ability on his day, not a bad trial recently at Melbourne, so I think he's an interesting runner. Race three, number nine, is the value. The quaddy for the day, which is obviously on races five, six, seven, eight, as we've just gone through. First leg, eight, the Constitution, one out. Eight, one out the first leg. Second leg, four, Diego's Diamond, one out. Four, one out the second leg. Third leg is 4-6-7. That's four, Treble Jarrow, six, Medina Bay, and seven, Craze. 4-6-7 in the third leg. And then the fourth leg is 3-4-8. Three, One Man's Trash, four, Rock the Nation, eight, Feel the Buzz, 3-4-8 in the fourth leg. So that is eight into four into 4-6-7 into 3-4-8. As far as the play of the day goes, Matt, I think of the trot race seven, you can box up numbers four, Treble Jarrow, six, Medina Bay, and seven, Craze in a trifecta. So race seven, a box trifecta, four, six, and seven. As I say, mate, a few I like tonight, so hopefully we can make a dollar or two.
Luke, good luck at Cranbourne.